So how does this happen, this development? How do people develop into becoming a reprobate? Well, it begins with the fact that they and everybody knew God. God reveals himself through creation and conscience. Now, what do they do? What gets people down this road of becoming a reprobate? First of all, they knew God. Secondly, they reject God. Now, I didn't say they reject salvation. It's not even that hard. They just need to reject God in general. Look at verse 21. Because that, when they knew God, it's not that they didn't know God. They knew God. Everybody knows God. Everybody has a conscience. Everybody has an understanding that there's more to this life. He says, because that when they knew God, notice what they chose. They chose, the Bible says, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Notice verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Now, in the ancient world, when the Apostle Paul was writing this, he was referring to the fact that there were pagans who were worshiping animals, birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things, as deity. And in fact, even in our world today, there are major parts of our world in India and with the Buddhists that are still worshiping animals. But before you start thinking, yeah, but we live in the United States of America and we're a little more sophisticated and we don't worship animals. Or really, we just do it in a little more sophisticated way. We call it evolution. But we've changed glory. I'm talking about our society. They've changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Notice verse 25, who changed the truth. It's not that they didn't have the truth. They had the truth, and they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature, that's evolution, more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Look at verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. It's not that they didn't know about God. They just didn't want to think about God. It's not that they didn't have access to God. It's that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So how does this happen? How does somebody go down the road of becoming a reprobate? Well, first of all, they and everyone knew God. Secondly, they chose to reject God. They glorified him. They knew God and they glorified him not as God. Romans 1:21. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Romans 1:23. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Romans 1:25. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Romans 1:28. So what happens? Well, what happens is that God eventually rejects them. Notice verse 21. You say, well, Pastor, this is where I would disagree. God doesn't ever reject anybody. God doesn't give up on anybody. Well, this is where you're going to have to figure out and decide whether you believe the Bible or not. Because in Romans 1:21, the Bible says this, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Notice, and their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible says that their foolish heart was darkened. Notice verse 24. Wherefore? The word wherefore means for that reason or for this reason. For what reason? He says, because of the fact that they knew God and they glorified him not as God, because of the fact that they changed the glory of God into an incorruptible, into an image made like to corruptible man. Verse 24 says, wherefore God also, notice these three words, gave them up. Right. Oh, God doesn't give up on anybody. Oh, really? Well, he gave up on these people. I don't know how else to interpret it for you, gave them up. Go back to the Greek if you need to. It says, gave them up. Amen. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. What happens when they change the truth of God? Romans 1:26, for this cause, for this reason, God, they're your words, gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women to change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burnt in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Verse 28, and even as, those words mean in the same way, even as in the same way that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, in the same way that they didn't want to think about God, they didn't want to acknowledge God, they rejected God, the Bible says God gave them over to a reprobate mind.